My name is Suleiman. I come from Syria, from Damascus. In 2011, I was 12 years old, and I was playing soccer with my friends, and the war was just starting.
Suleiman Al-Khatib is a student at the Miller Technology High School in the Sydney suburb of Liverpool. Like many students there, he's come to Australia as a refugee. Right now, he's telling his story of life in war-torn Syria to teenagers living in rural New South Wales.
I heard the worst sound I have ever heard. It was the sound of a missile. It was the voice of hell.
Hello, I'm Melanie Pierce. 17 students from Miller High have been on a four-day exchange visit to the farming community of Molong in the central west of New South Wales. It's a far cry from their former homes in Syria, Iraq and Afghanistan.
To come here on this Molong exchange is just magnificent. I call it a cultural exchange. I don't know what anyone else calls it. But for these kids to be billeted by Aussie families, it's just wonderful.
Ruth Harcher O'Brien is an English and drama teacher from Miller High and leading force behind this student exchange with the Molong Central School. She says it's important her students have an opportunity to tell their stories to wider Australia, especially rural communities, where contact with refugee families is often limited.
Why use drama as a way of raising the questions about, you know, refugees?
Well, my passion is storytelling. Once you hear someone's story, you cannot see them the same way again. And what for me is the most effective story is live theatre, where you use lights, sound effects, music, spoken word, and movement. It's completely different when they are there telling their personal stories. And we always have it that they start off saying, "My name is, I come from." Because we still have people saying, "Where did you get the stories from?" And people still saying, "Oh, are they true stories? Are they real refugees? I didn't know there were real refugees." In other words, the picture that refugees are fake. So it's such a difference. And this is to get to children, for children just to, I mean, the kids don't have any political purpose. They're just telling their stories. And it's wonderful to open hearts and minds.
And all that day I could think was, "I'm going to die, I'm going to die. My family will die, I'm going to die."
The Miller High School students are being billeted with local families during their four-day stay. It's been an eye-opening experience for all concerned.
I am Abdul Hakim Alamra. I was born in Iraq, but I'm Palestinian.
What's it been like sharing your story? Was it hard to share this, or did you like telling it?
I like telling my stories, yeah. I want to show people what I've been through. Yep.
Molong is quite different to your school in Sydney. Just tell us some of those differences.
Because in Sydney, everyone is Arabic. We speak Arabic with them. And yeah, but here, like, everyone's Aussie. I'm learning English from them and they're learning new things from us. Yep.
Have you liked being here?
So far, yep. It's really nice. It's nice to meet new people from here. Yep.
What do you think is the important thing about telling this through drama?
Showing people that we are just like them. I know I wasn't born here, but like, I'm just like them.
We need to leave. They will bomb all of us. Our home, our shops and our schools. Yes, kids, we must leave.
Hi, I'm Lauren Crowley. I'm from Canoundra. I've hosted Mariam. It was really interesting and really eye-opening. She told us a lot of stories that dinner and things like that of her life in Syria and Iraq, and it was good to know her.
What were you able to show her about life in a small country, Australia?
I think the craziest thing for her was that we don't have public transport here. She was awed by that.
Yep, that's just par for the course in a small town. Now, what did you? What was your response to hearing their stories?
It really made me very sad, and it opened my eyes to what is out there and how safe we are, especially in Molong, but also in Australia. And yeah.
And what about your family? Has it opened up discussion in your family about refugees?
Yeah, we don't really have much contact with refugees out here, so it was a good experience for us.
After a few months in detention centre in October 2012, we finally moved to Sydney, Australia.
I am Mariam Akoba. I was born in Syria, but my parents are Iraqi. I came to Australia in 2015.
You've come here to Molong. What do you reckon about this place?
I love it. I love everyone. I love how different it is. I never thought that in Australia there's a place that doesn't have public transport. And also I've noticed that the accents are different. Yeah, I see people from Molong talk differently to my teachers, my Aussie teachers in Sydney. I don't know, it's just super cool.
Now, you have been very real and shared your story, and some of them are really harrowing. What's it been like telling the other young people in Molong? Have they responded to your story?
So many of them came to me and asked, are these stories real? And I'm like, yes, they are real.
So it's been a great experience for you then?
Yeah, it's amazing. I loved it so much.
I was so happy when we got our visa to Australia after waiting for 10 years.
Okay, my name is Matthew Beusable and I'm from Molong. I hosted Solomon.
How has that relationship been? Was it difficult at first, or how did you hit it off?
No, I think we gelled pretty well. We just meshed. We both like the same things, both like soccer, so that was all good.
The international language of soccer.
That's it.
The student exchange between the Miller Technology High in Sydney and the Molong Central School in country New South Wales wrapped up with a meal and the international language of teenagers, music and dance.